Right, well, we just stopped the recording there so that you could go and ask your mother the answer to that question. So tell me what she said.
Well, after a few minutes of discussion with Mum, we've kind of narrowed it down to me having been in hospital around 90, 91. I can't remember the exact circumstances leading up to it, but Mum said I've been grumpy all week, a pain in the neck to live with, and she'd just sat me down to say, what are you doing? Get your act together. And I apparently passed out. So went off into hospital, I think in an ambulance. And I think it was because it was still early days for us. Mum hadn't recognised the signs early on, and the blood sugars had obviously been building up. And it went so far because we were inexperienced in dealing with those problems.
And did you have any problems with low blood sugars?
I have never really had much of a problem with low blood sugars. I think that's because I've been better at eating naughty things when I shouldn't than actually being tighter on the control.
And when you changed to 4 insulin injections a day, can you remember what the insulins were?
Yeah, the long-acting one was actually the same as I'd been on previously, and I think it was called human protophane. I remember it later changed its name to human insulatide, even though it was the same insulin. And the short-acting one was human actrapid.
And how were you finding having injections by this time at secondary school?
I was finding that my tummy was a very useful place, because if you go out for dinner in a restaurant, you can easily lift up your T-shirt, do the injection at the table with nobody noticing. The injection sites were fine. I've never really had a big problem with lumpy sites or anything like that. However, blood tests were a bit different. I've got really bad veins for taking blood from. And interestingly enough, the consultant who took blood from me when I was first taken into hospital, when I was first diagnosed, we had an understanding that he was not allowed to try and take blood from me again because I had such a tough time the first time round. So I'd see him every 3 months, I think it was, at the paediatric clinic, and we had this agreement that Dr. Dunger would not be allowed to try and take blood and somebody else would have to do it.